You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air. Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. Got a lot to talk about today, including they were talking about masks earlier on the news portion of the early morning show, WBEN. And they said, well, there's cloth masks, and then there's knit masks. Who would think that a knit mask would be a good idea? Certainly, it's designed so that if you go, I'll sneeze a Rooney, the people around you don't run for the hills, okay? But that doesn't happen with me. As a matter of fact, for my wedding, which is coming up in a short amount of time, I want to make sure nobody's nervous. I am wearing a diving bell hat.
You really?
Yes.
I haven't seen one of those in a while.
It's metal. It has a hose coming out of it, just in case I get, you know, lightheaded during the ceremony.
Sure.
And it has a little window. The judge, Judge Wolfgang, can decide that she wants me to open the little window so I can see and hear what she's saying, and then I can close it again as soon as it's over. And then mingle with the guests wearing a diving bell helmet. I think people will feel very comfortable.
It'd be neat.
Yeah, that's a good, certainly better than a knit mask.
Hopefully, who it's not too warm.
Yeah, who thinks a knit mask is a good idea?
That's silly.
Yeah, it really is. Now, meanwhile, Tony, I didn't know you had a criminal record, Tony, but you said you had a hearing yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
What kind of hearing did you have?
Actually, I had a checkup at Hearing Evaluation Services. Thanks to COVID, I've been away for, I think, 6 or 7 months. I haven't been able to go in. So saw Dr. Jill Bernstein, looked at my ears, says everything looks great. The hearing aids are working fantastic. Really neat. In fact, I won't have to see her again until January.
Well, that's good. That's good. Very good. I went to my doctor. This was my pain doctor. I have to go every once in a while. If they're on a regular basis, they check up on me. And they always ask for a sample. You know, a sample. So I brought her a little piece of wedding cake.
There you go.
I said, you wanted a sample. This is what we're all talking about.
Yeah, sorry about
is
that.
This fabulous wedding cake for coming from Olson's. It feeds like 125 people. I think that's the real number. And we're not having nearly that. I can tell you that's going to be very small. But anyway, a lot of stuff going on. I don't know why I'm fatigued today. Are you fatigued?
I'm kind of wiped out completely. I don't know what it is.
Me too. And normally, once that theme comes on, boom, I'm ready to go. But today, not so much. I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's the rain.
And by the way, you know, I think I'm retiring at the right time. Because, every day when we come up with subject matter, we got to come up with something people want to talk about, people are willing to talk about it, and other people are willing to listen to people talking about it. And I'm thinking this virus thing, and who knows, maybe the violence thing. First of all, I thought of calling them the V&V. You know, when we can, we make things and initial them. The V&V, virus and violence. See? And I'm thinking as I'm getting ready to do the show, this thing could go on for years. It could go on for at least a year. And how could you, if you're like when David Bellavia takes over the show, I'm sure he'll have some different approaches to things that are out there. But how do you just ignore it? I don't think you can ignore it. So it's going to have to be part of an ongoing process of keeping you informed. But I'm thinking if you have to face this every day, I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it, to be honest with you. And I think a lot of people are. We've been doing this now since, about February, something like that. And so that's February, March, April, May, June, July, 5 months. That's only 5 months. And as the president said yesterday, it could get worse before it gets better. That's not good. That's not good. And I see there's little spots of rebellion coming up from the populace. The gym owners in New Jersey are holding out. They think the governor's a nut job. On the violence side, there's still 50-some-odd days of violence in Portland, and some egghead, bonehead mayors and egghead, bonehead governors, stuff like that, all political. So I think if you got to step away from a job like this, this is the time to do it. And one thing, David will start off with a fresh start. Not only does he have his military experience, which is fascinating. I hope he does a lot of things related to the book, because the book is unbelievable. I mean, after you read the book, you're going to be thinking, wait a minute, I was in line next to the coffee machine with this guy. Yikes. But he's a very interesting guy. So he'll have that. But then he eventually is going to have to come back to some of this. And I don't know. Tony and Buzzy, you think you can talk him out of doing more of this?
You know, I have no idea what he's going to do. He ran a couple of ideas by me, and we'll see. I mean, he's going to have his own way of doing things, and there's certainly going to be no shortage of topics. And if you really think about it, Sandy, you talk about the violence, I think we're going to see even more of it after Donald Trump wins re-election.
I do too. Virus and violence, V&V. I think that's coming up.
I think the virus part might go away before. Definitely the virus will go away before the violence.
Now, okay. Now I'm going to give you guys a little heads up here regarding working with David as opposed to working with me. Okay? Working with me, say you make a mistake. All right? Well, you know, I'll say simply, that's okay, guys. Let's still have a cup of coffee and a piece of wedding cake.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you make a mistake with David, he's liable to say, I'll kill you!
I slit your throat!
Oh, man. So be careful. Be careful.
Well, I mean, you're talking about the team that never makes mistakes, so...
Ooh, well, that's true.
That's right.
This is more of an incentive than you've ever had before. No, you guys don't make many mistakes. You really don't. And I think after I make my first mistake, I'll admit it. That's the kind of guy I am.
Right, let's You're take a pro.
Break. You got it, baby. News Radio 930 WBN. Thanks to Lauren Fix, the car coach, yesterday. We were full tilt boogie calls, every which way but loose, emails and texts and Facebooks and all kinds of good stuff. Lots of good calls, lots of good questions. So, thanks to Lauren Fix, over the years, she's been a regular contributor to the show, and I always added a lot. That's very nice. And now I'll probably be having coffee with her, but I won't be asking her the questions on the air. All right, let's see what's going on. What's new with you guys? Nick's birthday is over now. He's a full 13.
Yeah, the big teenager.
Has he changed yet? Is he wearing a pack of cigarettes in his sleeve?
Rolled up in the sleeve like yeah. Bowser from Sha-na-na.
Yeah, and says, you want to go for Pink's on Niagara Falls Boulevard?
Oh, no, but now Samantha's already starting. She wants to put her birthday list together, and, you know, she's
good
obviously
luck to her.
A little jealous
good.
Of Nick having his social.
Good luck her. With her. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say.
I have my hands full, Sandy.
Oh,
and
no
by the
kidding.
Way, anytime you and Bernie want to babysit, you're more than welcome.
Gee, Bernie and I would love to babysit your children, but we have other things to do. I think the sewer's backed up.
Yeah, that's it.
I want to work on that. But right after that, don't call me. No, it'll be interesting for you. It won't be boring. Will
no.
not be boring. Meanwhile, on another aspect of Buzzy Beamer. Buzzy, you're practicing for another 5K.
Yeah, I got a 5K tomorrow in Lockport. It'll probably be a muddy trail run, but looking forward to that. Again, it's social distance. They're doing the run. They're letting the runners start every 30 seconds, so you're not starting right on top of each other like a normal race. So it's all chip time, not gun time. So looking forward to that. Also, 2 days from today, the Mets open their season. Very much looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, you know, in horse racing, because I watch horse racing, they're in Saratoga now, which is the gem of tracks. Everybody loves to go to Saratoga. It's got such class and such history. But when it rains a little, they change the condition of the track. It can go to muddy from dry and whatever. Do they have track conditions when you're running, or you just take what's there when you get there?
You take what's there as soon as you get there. So with all the with all the rain today and tomorrow morning, we are probably looking at a muddy trail run. So that 27-minute 5K from 2 weeks ago, or I'm sorry, less than that, 2 weeks ago, will probably not stand this
time around.
The question,
your girlfriend, does she run with you?
She does not. She goes to the runs. She's very supportive, and she's always waiting for, well, at the last one, she was waiting for me. So I like that, because before the last one, I never had anyone come to the runs to watch
me. Well, you used to just chase her. That's different than running with her. Katie is number three. There goes Buzzy. He's after number three.
By the way, guys,
yeah,
there is a community outreach education and health service thing put on by the county this weekend. I thought you guys would like to know if you're looking for, you know, your standard things like masks and sanitizers, maybe a COVID test kit. You can get that. Oh, as well as Narcan and Narcan training, free on the county this weekend.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm going to get married soon, and I should have some Narcan right next to the cake.
That's
if people get overcome by the cake, I think I got to have a can of Narcan. So, I don't know if it comes in a can or a package or whatever.
So when you go get your mask, make sure you pick up that free Narcan as well.
Yeah, you know, I need more information about masks. Are people wearing them?
I'm not sure.
What's a mask?
Well, yeah, exactly. I used to go to 5 o'clock mask when I was in high school. Oh, man. These subjects are, you know, 5 months of doing basically the same subject. Try it at home. For those of you who think it's easy being a talk show host, or it's easy being part of a talk show, period, try doing the same basic subject every day and trying to keep it fresh. It's almost impossible. It really is.
Not to mention how gut-wrenching it is. And
it
tears you apart mentally.
It does. You get this feeling in your stomach. Like when I was a disc jockey, which Alan Pergamon pointed out is where I earned my three halls of fame. When I was a disc jockey, going to work, all I had to do was be funny. I think I'm a naturally funny person, so that was easy. You go in, you say a few things that make people laugh, you go home. Now you're doing talk and half the audience hates you and half the audience loves you. You're hoping that the larger of the two pieces loves you. But it takes a lot out of you because you're talking about human tragedy before our very eyes. and the disintegration of our country as we know it. Outside of that, you know, this is, I'd like to go back to Wegmans. Do you like their rye or their white?
Oh, here. Wegmans rye is one of the best. That and their garlic Tuscan bread.
Well, just remember, rye loaves matter.
I love rye bread.
Yeah, I like rye bread too, pastrami. Especially with a fish fry.
Who said we couldn't do this as a show? I'm already hungry.
Remember, Clip Smith used to do those. Wegmans or Tops? Which one?
Toilet paper, over or under?
Yeah, pork or beef? Which one do you prefer? Those were the tough questions of the day, and now we're talking about human lives every day. And you turn on the TV and you see the smoke grenades and all that stuff. Yeah, just perfect. What a nice way to start the day.
Then you throw in the lying mainstream media, and it drives you crazy.
Yeah, because you know the other side. The other side is never presented on MSNBC or CNN or any of those. If you just watch those, you don't know what the hell's going on. You have no idea. And we try and present as best we can information that isn't presented in a lot of the media. So that's that.
And some people even think that this is all shtick and an act.
No, it is not an act, believe me. You couldn't fake it. I mean, the most I've ever faked it is my honeymoon night. and so that only lasted 5 minutes. This has been six months. Let's take a break and return with our actual subjects. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast. Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. One thing that happened yesterday happens at all the doctor's offices. I have a lot of doctors that I see on a regular basis, and I think it's a federal mandate. They get a little form at the end of the investigation, whatever they're doing, okay? Doesn't matter what it is. It could be you're having your feet checked, which is one of my doctors, by the way. And it doesn't matter. They'll ask you at the end if you're depressed. And it's meant to find, and maybe, you know, for a good reason, it's meant to find whether you're thinking of offing yourself. Well, to be honest with you, I've never thought of offing myself, and I don't now. But for some reason, and it's an irrational reason, and I'll say it right now, I get angry when they ask about that. So here, they're not looking for anger as a reply to that. So I always, after I get angry, I always throw a joke in there, and they get what I mean. But guys, do they ask you too at your doctor's appointments? Do they whip out that form, or is it just me?
No. I've received that with my. We have to do it ours online. We have a chart that we go to, and you know, and every time you have an appointment coming up, you get this questionnaire that you have to fill out. You go through your family history, and suicide and things like that are on there on the questionnaire.
Yeah. Now, Buzzy is a young guy. I don't know if they still do it or if they wait till you've got reason to be asked that question. Do you get asked that question, too?
Well, I know people aren't going to be happy with me when I say what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh. Get ready, Tony. Do you have the cream pie ready?
Okay. Did somebody say pie?
Here, let me finish, Buzzy. Well, Sandy, no. They don't ask me that. Probably is not necessary. I'm only 31, you know.
Oh, no. You'll be even more disappointed.
All of my systems are original equipment. Not like you old fart. They're going to ask you that every time.
You're going to be disappointed with what I'm about to say.
What a surprise that'll be. Yeah.
Besides seeing the dermatologist last week and the dentist the first few weeks of the coronavirus and seeing ECVA almost all last year because of procedures on my eye, I have not been to a doctor's office since 2016.
Do you think you'll have to after I run over you with my car?
Well,
you might have to go to the doctors.
Believe me, there is someone at home who is pushing very much for me to go and have a doctor's checkup. So that'll be happening in the next month.
Oh, well, that's good. We want all the best for you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Even though I am looking at a bigger truck than I already have now, just in case you change your mind. I often wonder, I should ask them. I'm not shy. I ask questions. I should ask them what they would do if I said yes. Would suddenly, you know, a team of psychiatrists and psychologists overrun the viewing room there? I wonder what would happen if you said yes. Something has to happen, or why even bother asking the question?
Well, can they pass that information on? I thought everything you filled out at the doctor's is confidential.
HIPAA laws about confidentiality. But who knows if that's a government form. And it's being asked by your doctor. I don't know what requirements your doctor has to keep it to themselves. And if your doctor had nothing to do with mental health, say it is your foot doctor. Very important. Get good health in your feet. The foot doctor is not going to treat you for anxiety. So they'd have to pass on that information to somebody or something. Otherwise, there'd be no point in asking.
I think, you know, what they probably do is pull you aside and talk to you, maybe make arrangements, you know, like, hey, we saw this on your questionnaire. We'd like to talk to you about this. And, you know, maybe it's through a counselor or somebody.
That could be. Or they can say, you got a few minutes. Hold on just a minute. And the doctor leaves, comes back dressed as a clown. He said, we sent for a clown to try and perk you up. We notice you're a little down.
No, we'd like to introduce you to our new staff member. This is Dr. Kevorkian.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's real good. Or maybe,
no, I don't want to see him.
You know we're going to get complaints on this, but by the time they get through our wall, our information wall, it'll end up in Bella Villa's lap. It won't be mine. But you know, the doctor leaves and comes back and pretends he's a mime, that you're in a glass box, and he and he can't get to you.
Fighting the wind.
Yeah, the wind. The wind is howling. And he's trying desperately to get out of the glass box to try and perk you up. Huh? He brings a little clown, maybe a puppet, a little clown puppet. That would do it. Who would not break out of a downward slump by seeing a little glass puppet and a mime? Two of my favorite things. The mime is more likely for me to ask where the nearest tall building is than anything I can think of. All right, let's see. What do we got here, boys and girls? What do we have? I have the list of the three important questions of the day. So pay attention to this, and I hope you get involved with it. The first one might seem a little redundant because a lot of people are asking you about it, but are you wearing a mask? Okay, when this first started, say within a month of it starting, I've only been out a few times out of the house and usually just in the car. Bernadette runs in and does whatever we have to do, and I keep her company in the car while she's doing the other important issues of the day, okay? And I would guess about less than 50-50 as far as wearing a mask. Less than 50%, so... that's that. Now, I was out yesterday, and 100%, everybody I saw was wearing a mask. So I think the participation is a lot greater now, but depends on where you're going and what you see, obviously. But I'm asking, are you wearing a mask? Did you buy it? Did you make it? Bernadette has made masks for a lot of our friends. She's very handy with a sewing machine, and so she's whipped up some fabulous masks. Some of them are the American flag, and she's got vistas of America. I mean, really nice, and she did a nice job on them. But I think most people are wearing them now that I see. But there are always those who want to take a separate stand because of individuality. Remember, high acceptance, high rejection. That's why, as a radio personality, a lot of people like you and a lot of people hate you. That's just the way it goes. You might as well get used to it. But in the population in general, I'm thinking most people are wearing a mask. And do you say anything to somebody that's not wearing a mask? Now, that's not a good idea because for some reason, people who aren't wearing a mask being called out by people who are wearing a mask doesn't play well. There have been at least two shootings that I'm aware of that started right with that, national. One was a woman who confronted somebody not wearing a mask, and she got shot. And there was another earlier incident, very similar, where somebody wearing the mask says, "How come you're not wearing a mask? Wear this mask." And people do not like that. I don't know why it triggers those kind of emotions. That's the first question. Are you wearing a mask? The second question is, are we going to do a stop set before you get to question two? And the answer is yes. So we'll be back right after this. Oh, we found out something, guys, about that depression thing. Somebody texted us. When you get texts, you don't know who's doing it. Could be the head of a department of the government. Could be some nut in the basement eating Jell-O off of his mother's floor. We really don't know. But this one says, guess what? When they ask you if you're depressed, if you say yes, guess what happens next? Your pistol permit goes.
Ooh, not good.
Yeah, ooh is right. I don't think they give you any indication that is a possible thing because then they think anybody would just lie about it. But I think... when you come to that, if you haven't been treated for it, you probably lie about it anyway. So I don't know what good it does. Maybe it does well, and I'm sure if some agency that treats that, takes umbrage with that, you can always let us know. But basically, that's how I feel about that. So the first question, which we just finished asking before the break, are you wearing a mask? And several people, including the lovely Brenda Alesi, and the lovely Bernadette Pollock, the bride-to-be, said that they both have seen this online. I'd rather wear a mask than a ventilator. Guys, that's pretty strong, don't you think?
Yeah, if you buy into that, sure.
You don't think that's a strong motivating factor to flip a mask on?
No, I'm not a big mask person. I mean, I wear it. I think, again, and I keep saying this over and over, it depends on where you're getting your information from, who you believe. Seen over and over doctors, videos of doctors saying that masks don't protect us as much as we think it does.
Well, it may be psychological, but if it protects us at all, I guess I would think it would be worth it. When I put my mask on, it isn't very often because, as I said, usually I'm just in the car. But if I'm out of the car for any reason, I put my mask on, and it doesn't take long before it's bothersome to me. It's just I'm not used to doing that, and it just doesn't feel right, but I do it. I do it. I'm not going to take any stand against masks, but I do it, and if it helps at all, I guess it's better than not. All right, let's see. The second question. This really bothered me. I saw several video clips. Saw another one today. I don't even know which teams it were or which players it were, and it's not important, okay? But now it's spread to Major League Baseball, MLB. Players taking a knee during the national anthem. And for some reason, this annoyed me more than football players taking a knee during the national anthem. And I don't know why. I follow football intensely. I don't follow Major League Baseball that much at all, really, truly.
How about the fact that one of the players is a Canadian that was taking
really?
A knee? Yeah.
Lovely. But the reason I got angry is, to me, you know, football's football. And you see somebody taking a knee when that first started, you just think, well, football has a lot of what I would call hot dogs or meatballs or something like that. You got guys who just want to get in front of the camera and do something that's original, so they'll be on the Sports Center that night, and so they're football players. Okay, big deal. But I follow football intently, so it should have been a bigger deal. But big deal. They're always doing crap like that, okay? But for some reason, baseball doing it has bothered me more because I think of baseball as true American. You know what I'm talking about? From the time you grow up, now maybe it's different because from the time I grew up, the National Football League wasn't the monster it is now. It was, a secondary sport to watch. But now, of course, it's the sport. But for some reason, I thought it was more of an insult when a baseball player does it, because they may have just as many hot dogs or just as many meatballs in their lineup, but I don't know that because I don't follow baseball. But for some reason, that seemed to be more insulting than when the football players did it. Now, you guys can answer me a question. Are there as many jerks, meatballs, hot dogs, whatever expression you want, in baseball as there is in football?
No, I think you have less of that. You certainly don't have the the hot dog showmanship stuff. There's occasional bat flipping, things like that. But no, I don't think you see it like you do in football.
Okay. What do you think, Buzz? Same thing?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like Tony said, you'll see the bat flip every now and then. That's going to get the other team quite ticked off. So, no, you don't see it like you do in football.
Okay, so my second question, give me your expression. How you feel about Major League Baseball players taking a knee? When I saw it was yesterday and today, I said, "Oh, stop it! Just stop it! We've seen this before. It's not original. So you don't like America, but you sure as hell cash that American paycheck, don't you? When it shows up, especially in baseball or football, any of those pro sports, when you get to that level, that's a large paycheck." You don't go, "Oh, look at all this money I'm making in America. Boy, do I hate America." That doesn't work for me. You know, you want to step away and say, "I don't want to be a part of America, including the entertainment value. I'm giving up my career. Instead, I'm going to work at a fruit stand." Are you going to do that? No, you're not going to do that. So I'm asking how you feel about Major League Baseball players taking a knee. And when we come back, we'll give you another one. A third question. Why, there's no end to the entertainment value of this show. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.